This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Israel yesterday. Christie says protesters waving Palestinian flags are getting horrible information. He also visited wounded soldiers and met with family members of hostages held by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. He said Hamas supporters are being driven by, quote, people with a much different agenda than the truth, end quote. Iceland is evacuating the city of Reykjavik in southwest Iceland. The area is being threatened by a very possible volcanic eruption. The town in danger lies near an active volcano system and was evacuated over the weekend after magma shifting beneath the ground started hundreds of earthquakes. Icelandic officials say magma was at a very shallow depth, so they were expecting an eruption within a couple of days. The movement beneath the surface has already caused damage to roads and buildings. The Pentagon is reporting five American service members were killed in a crash late Friday after their helicopter had a mishap during a training exercise and went into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. U.S. European Command said in an initial statement on Saturday that the cause of the crash was under investigation, but, quote, there was no indication of hostile activity, end quote. The craft that crashed was an MH-60 helicopter and was doing a refueling exercise when it fell from the sky. In theaters across America, Disney's The Marvels is number one for the weekend box office scores. The Marvel movie that brings back Captain Marvel took in an estimated $47 million in its opening weekend to finish well ahead of the other flicks in the theaters. Last week's champ, Five Nights at Freddy's, drops to second this week with $9 million. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, slips to the third spot, and Priscilla is number four. USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Donald Trump Jr. will be back on the stand as the first defense witness in the Trump Organization's civil trial in New York. Trump's lawyers start their defense today. Democrat Letitia James and her New York Attorney General's office rested on Wednesday and was denied a motion to limit some witnesses from testifying for the defense. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says an exchange of Palestinian prisoners in Israel for hostages held captive by Hamas terrorists is being discussed. Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Texas Republican Mike McCall seemed confident it would happen. McCall added that a ceasefire is not possible without the release of all the hostages held by Hamas. A state of emergency has been declared in Los Angeles, California, as a result of a pallet fire that shut down the main highway indefinitely. Governor Newsom says the state is mobilizing resources to complete repairs and minimize the impact for travel in and around Los Angeles. The fire was first reported 2 days ago at a storage yard underneath Interstate 10 freeway in downtown Los Angeles. Officials hope to open at least one lane sometime today. In the late football game last night in Sin City, the Raiders pulled off a 16-12 win over the New York Jets on Sunday Night Football. The win gave Las Vegas their second straight win since interim head coach Antonio Pierce took over for the team. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, you got the feeling like it's getting to feel a little bit more like Christmas. Can you believe it? I mean, Thanksgiving's just around the corner. It's the 13th of November. This is incredible how quickly this has gone. And in the midst of all that's happening around the world, there are some bright things to talk about. One of them has to do with PureFlix. I love what PureFlix does every year about this time. They go on Christmas movie mode. Okay, it's nonstop Christmas movies. And you can celebrate the hope and heart of Christmas all season long on Great American PureFlix. Now, each week, you can feel the spirit with uplifting and inspiring new movies and programs. For example, this week we got Celebrate Romance is being featured. Love is in the air at Christmas time. Of course, it always is. You can take some time for yourself and for you and your honey to enjoy some heartwarming movies there at American PureFlix. As a matter of fact, because we're givers and they're givers, we're joining together to give you, how would you like a 6-month subscription absolutely free to PureFlix? Okay? It's our gift to you. Merry Christmas early. Happy Hanukkah. All the good holidays since we just pass on to you. As I say, we're givers. So 6-month free subscription. All you got to do, just drop me a line, okay, an email, and I'll give you my personal email. It comes directly to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Put down in the subject matter, I'm a winner, okay? Just put, I'm a winner. And what we're going to do is draw your name, and those lucky ones who have participated, if your name is pulled out, you will get 6 months absolutely free, no charge, nada, zero, and you'll get to enjoy PureFlix American, Great American PureFlix Christmas movies throughout the holiday and beyond. How's that, huh? Okay, so just send me an email. Make sure you got your first and last name there. And, of course, I'll get your email when you send your email to me, because that's what we'll use as your subscription information. And that will all be compliments of the Bill Martinez Show and Great American PureFlix. So get that email off to me. Don't forget to put in the subject line, I'm a winner. Okay. You know, it's interesting now in these times in which we live in, I know that the media is pushing a lot of the negative, and God only knows there's lots of negative. I mean, we've got, what, I don't know, some 32 wars, right? 32 wars. I may have misquoted that. I may have carried away. I don't know. I told one of our guests that we had 232 wars. That's like more than countries. I mean, you have so many extra wars there. Countries are fighting inside. Well, and maybe the case. But anyway, as they count them, 32 wars happening. So a lot of negative, a lot of ugliness, a lot of death happening around the world. And what is sensitizing people to think is that gosh, you know, are these the last of the last days? Are these all signs that are bringing the return of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, right? And you kind of can appreciate this. Because is this happening, you know, people will ask me, Bill, you know, what's going on here? What is God doing? Well, it's not that it's getting crazy. It's like Phil Hotzenpiller says, it's all falling in place. So don't freak out. God is in control. This is happening according to his plan. And yes, there is an increase in demonic activity. That's happening. But also, see, what's not being reported and being realized is there is an increase in righteousness because that's the way it always happens. But, of course, the mainstream media, when you're living in a world that doesn't have eyes to see and ears to hear and the level of maturity to understand what's going on, it passes them by. And this is why Alan Giglio is with us right now. He's a youth pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. And Alan is witnessing what is going on in high school campuses, which is amazing, which, again, goes to the point that I'm making, is that as the demonic rises, so does righteousness. Alan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, great to have you with us, Alan. Is that your sense as well that, you know, this is something I've observed? I'm a little bit older than you, so I got a little bit more experience, but what I've seen quite often is that when there is an increase in demonic activity or secular activity, you also have an opportunity to where righteousness begins to rise up well. It's almost like they happen, you know, concurrently. Are you observing that?
Yes, definitely. I think if we even go back and we think about like the one of the greatest revivals that happened in America, which was the 1906 revival, which is the Azusa Street revival.
Right.
During that time, there was a huge earthquake, probably the biggest earthquake, right, that hit San Francisco, and it killed more than 3,000 Americans. And I believe that the enemy, he has an idea, or he can see when God is getting ready to release something massive. Mm-hmm. So he tries to distract the people, his people, so that they're not focused on what God is doing, because he wants to keep them afraid with the spirit of fear inside of them. And so right now, with everything that you mentioned, there's so many things going on in the world, and a lot of people are in panic. A lot of people are suffering anxiety, depression. There's so much confusion and identity, and people are afraid. Mm-hmm. People are afraid, and they're carrying this spirit of fear. But God's given us a spirit of power, right? Mm-hmm. A spirit of self-control. And at the same time, as the world is in panic, God is releasing his spirit. And we're seeing over here hundreds of teenagers give their life to Jesus. So there's definitely hope.
Right. Well, you know, and as you say, of course, that comes from, you know, one of my favorite verses of 2 Timothy 1:7. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, right? And so if you are in fear, you got to know that doesn't come from God, okay? So check that off the box. And that's just a reminder that you need to get back in alignment with what God is doing. Because there's no doubt, when you read about truly the last of the last days and how crazy it will be, yeah, that's, and it's a pretty fearful thought, no doubt. But if you are connected and holding on to God all the way, then fear dissipates, and then you're able to rise above it to such a degree. Because I believe what happens, Alan, is that God wants us to be that light, that shining light in our spheres of influence. It could be in your household. It could be in your neighborhood. Some may even have spheres of influence that go, you know, beyond their immediate region, into state, and maybe even a national and international level. But the thing that it is it is consistent. It is the light of love and peace of God, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, we carry that hope of glory, right, which is Christ in us, and we're called to share that with the world and be able to share the Holy Spirit with them, lead them into truth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, and when that happens, it's not like you have to be some eloquent speaker or anything like that. People are going to notice you by your lifestyle. You know, what is different? Why? Wait a minute. You, everybody else is freaking out. I see everybody's hair on fire, Alan, and you're calm, cool, and collected. What is it that you got that I don't have, right? I mean, it's that kind of draw and ease of sharing your testimony. More from Alan Giglio after this. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Well, Brad's doing me a favor. Driver, hi. Just, you know, extending the Marine Corps birthday a couple more days celebration for those of you that have been hungover through the weekend. I mean, we had Marine Corps birthday on Friday, Veterans Day on Saturday. And thank you very much, by the way, to all the facilities. I mean, you had free lunches, breakfast. I mean, you could eat free the entire day if you were a veteran. It was amazing here in Florida. And I'm so grateful for all those people that were so generous, you know, like Chili's and Perkins out here. And I even went to a Publix. I couldn't believe this, Brad. I go to a Publix, and you know, the gal was complaining because I haven't got a lot of veterans, you know, going through my line. I wasn't wearing anything veteran-y or anything like that. And I said, well, you know, I'm a veteran. And the thing I love about Florida is that if you're a veteran, they put that on your license. And so I said, see, I'm a veteran. I mean, I was just, you know, because for some reason, I had no idea, but she goes, oh, and she goes, you get 10% off. I said, wow, that's cool. So it's good to be a veteran, but thank you very much, and appreciate for all the vets out there in your service, and for my fellow Marines, Semper Fi, and Brad says Semper Fi, too, because, you know, it gave us a little extra taste, a little bonus taste of the Marine Corps hymn a couple of days after our birthday. Why not? Sometimes birthdays should last longer, you know, and I appreciate that. Alan Giglio is with us. He is the youth pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. And we're talking about, you know, what's happening on high school campuses that you're not hearing about. I mean, we hear about all the, you know, pronouns and all the gender confusion and everything that's going on. But what we're not hearing about, and this is why Alan is here to tell us about all the excitement happening in high school campuses. Alan, you know, tell us what's happening here, because I hear there's quite the revolution going on, that you got these young people are turning to Jesus Christ in record numbers.
Yeah. I mean, I last year I became a youth pastor about a year, 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And when I started working there, I just felt like the Lord put in my heart to disciple the leaders that were already there. And then maybe 6 months in, the Lord spoke to me, and he told me to go into the public high schools in this area in Orange County. Uh-huh. And so I was with my wife at an In-N-Out, and the Lord told, and there was a lot of high school students.
I missed In-N-Out. See, they don't have an In-N-Out here in Florida, by the way. And thank you very much for sharing that, because as soon as you did that, the immediate taste buds in my mouth just went directly to an animal cheeseburger. So thank you very much.
Oh, In-N-Out is great, man. It's a great place to evangelize too. There's
exactly.
So many teenagers all the time.
Yeah, really. Hey, you tell them, go, hey, read the bottom of your cup. And they go, what do you mean read the bottom of my cup? Do you want me to spill out what's in it? No, just read the bottom of the cup. And that opens up the conversation really quick, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so I was there with my wife and my son, and we're just eating. And the Lord speaks to me, and I felt in my heart, he told me to preach the gospel to all the teens that were there. And there was probably like 30 teenagers. I think they had just gotten out of a game. Mm-hmm. Not too sure. But so I get up on one of the chairs and I just start preaching the gospel. And to my surprise, all of them were excited. They were cheering me on, and they were excited to hear what I have to say about Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So I leave the In-N-Out, and I felt like the Lord told me, hey, it's time. You need to get into the schools. So soon after that, I talked to one of my students in our youth group, mm-hmm. and we go into his high school, which is Esperanza High School.
That's the
right. School.
Right.
And our first meeting, I mean, I don't know, Bill, I don't want to exaggerate, but we probably had around maybe 150, 200 teenagers.
Right off the bat?
Right off the bat.
Wow.
Voluntarily coming into the Jesus Club during their lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so we filled out the gym, and I preached the gospel that first day, and I'm not exactly sure how many gave their life to Jesus, but I closed my eyes, and I invited them to accept Jesus, and you could just hear the entire gym roaring, accepting Christ as Lord and Savior.
Wow.
And after that, there was a girl that came up to me, and she's just in tears. and she doesn't say a word. She comes up to me, and she just grabs me and just gives me a hug. She walks away. Later on, the custodian in that campus, because he's been a great help, that the custodian of the campus, he comes up to me and he tells me, hey, Alan, I just wanted to let you know that girl, she is heavily involved in the LGBTQ community. And so I'm thinking, man, that's awesome. I think he's accepted Christ. Mm-hmm. After that, she keeps coming to our meetings and yeah, man, and it's been amazing. We've had a few testimonies of, I mean, there's another kid that came up to me soon after that, and he comes up and he tells me, hey, man, I just want to thank you because hearing this, you know, I started going back to church with my parents and I stopped using drugs.
Wow.
I needed to hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
And so
what's connecting with them most, Alan? What is the trigger, you know, that you're finding with most of these kids? You know, we say the gospel message, but I want our audience to realize, you know, what is it that God places on your heart, and what you're saying to these kids that you know the parents might think, wait a minute, you know, my kid has been in rebellion. I've been dealing with all this stuff, stuff in the society, gender confusion and drugs, sex, rock and roll. And all of a sudden, this kid comes into the high school campus and he turns, my kid does a 180. What the heck did he say? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, Bill. I think, you know, everyone's searching for truth.
Yes.
Everyone's searching for truth, and everyone's searching for love. We're all designed to want to be loved and to love, right?
Yes.
That's the greatest longings of our hearts. And we carry the truth, and the truth is Jesus. It's Christ, the hope of glory that's inside of us, right? Him dying on the cross, resurrecting on the third day, giving us the forgiveness of our sins, being the answer for our brokenness. And so I think when we bring them the truth inside of them, deep inside of them, it just clicks.
Yeah.
But it has to be, Jesus came to give life, right? He didn't come to condemn. He came to bring life and to bring life in abundance. And I think it's that, right? When we come out of a place of love, and it's so interesting because, I mean, we look at the rainbow, the promise of God, the enemy coming and twisting that. We hear about people being confused, right, with their genders, and the enemy coming and twisting love, right? Because he knows these are the longings of the human heart. And if he can twist it and manipulate people's minds and deceive them, he controls them. But when we come with the truth, which is the word of God, and we come out of a place of love, and that place of love comes out of us abiding in Christ and bringing that love and that truth and speaking out of the place of the Holy Spirit, they want it. They want Jesus.
It's like you're pulling back the veil on all the lies and exposing it, right? Because this is what the truth does. The truth comes with such intense light that it does magnify the counterfeit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Bill. Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, you know, we this year now we're in more schools, and same thing. We saw the same thing happen like last year. Our first meeting, I preached the gospel at another campus, and sure enough, more than 200 kids gave their life to Jesus.
Wow. And so how many campuses are you into now there in Southern California?
Right now, we're in two. We're working to get into more schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten pushback. We've gotten a lot of pushback, even in these two campuses. But once we're in, man, it's up, you know. And
we've got to connect other leaders around the country with this, Alan. You know, so we'll put you in touch. If you've got an interest, we'll put you in touch with Alan Giglio. Thank you.
By now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. That's 800-497-9632. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
USA News Update. Republican presidential and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Israel yesterday. Christie says protesters waving Palestinian flags are getting horrible information. He also visited wounded soldiers and met with family members of hostages held by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. He said Hamas supporters are being driven by, quote, people with a much different agenda than the truth, end quote. Iceland is evacuating the city of Reykjavik in southwest Iceland. The area is being threatened by a very possible volcanic eruption. The town in danger lies near an active volcano system and was evacuated over the weekend after magma shifting beneath the ground started hundreds of earthquakes. Icelandic officials say magma was at a very shallow depth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about navigating Medicare coverage and the challenges that seniors are facing this year. With us right now is Whitney Steidem. She's the Vice President of Sales and Operations at eHealth. She has over 20 years experience leading sales, customer service, and operation teams. She specializes in leadership development, operational structure, and sales culture. So she knows what she's talking about, and we're going to count on you, Whitney, to help us navigate, through this year's, let's say this year's opportunities and challenges, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about the challenges that seniors are facing when navigating Medicare coverage during the annual enrollment period that will end, December the 7th, right?
That's right. From now until December 7th, beneficiaries can sign up for a new Medicare plan or they can change plans. And at this time of year, they're just bombarded with a lot of confusing information, causing a lot of stress and anxiety, which can be really overwhelming. 75% are worried about the impact of inflation on their healthcare costs. And so, what we do here at eHealth is we try to simplify the process and we make it really easy to shop and compare and enroll into a Medicare plan, whether it's the first time or the 100th time.
Exactly. And again, we have to do this every year, right? Because there's constantly, it's changing the opportunities and availability of certain services, right?
That's right. Yeah. Every year, plans can change their benefits. And every year, we're actually seeing that, you know, there are plans in areas where they're even adding extra benefits and just really rich benefits. So it's great to understand what's changing in your current plan, but then also what else is out there and where could you be getting extra benefits you might need or even saving money.
Exactly. So what can beneficiaries do to best prepare for Medicare's annual enrollment period?
I think the best thing to do is to talk to an expert. And in talking to a licensed insurance agent, they can do a personalized needs assessment and understand, you know, your needs and match you with the right plan. So, you know, one is to be aware of your current plan and the changes that are happening that I talked about. The other is to do an inventory, you know, what's changed in your situation, you know, your health or your budget over the last year. And then, you know, being prepared with your Medicare ID number, list of prescriptions and doctors when you decide to, you know, take action, talk to an agent, or, you know, you could also do this on your own. We've got a great website. It's kind of a one-stop shop. It's always a free service, no obligation to enroll, but we're here to just simplify it and make it easy.
Yeah, exactly. So is there a better time than others where beneficiaries can call eHealth and speak with a licensed agent?
Yeah, well, there's no time like the present. So you have until December 7th for the annual enrollment period. But if you haven't already enrolled, the best time to speak with a licensed agent like those at eHealth is going to be either early morning or the afternoon. That's when call time, the wait time is lower. And then also on the weekends. But we're here 7 days a week, you know, here to just make it easy.
Well, that's great to know because, you know, we're kind of conditioned to think that it's only Monday through Friday. But that's a bonus that 7 days a week these services are available. So thank you for doing that, you know, for our listeners. What key needs should people consider when comparing Medicare plans?
Well, there's a lot of variation in Medicare plans. So it's important to compare the different plans to really see how they stack up and compare to, you know, your own personal situation. It's, you know, there are plans out there that are just one size fits all. So when comparing plans, every beneficiary should do kind of a needs assessment and understand, you know, look for plans that best meet your prescription needs, covers your prescriptions and also at a low cost. Doctors, making sure that the doctors you want to continue seeing are in the plan network. And then, you know, also just keep in mind if you have any upcoming procedures next year, what those costs might look like, and then find a plan that will best cover those.
Exactly.
And then also your budget, you know, what can you afford? And, you know, we allow on our website, you know, you can compare side by side those various different costs and coverages.
Well, that's great. I know for some people who, you know, they're pretty adept in dealing with websites and, you know, they might like to, you know, do this on their own and you make it easy in which to do that. But there's always an advantage to talk with a licensed agent, isn't there?
That's right. Yes. When working with a licensed insurance agent, we can really simplify the selection and enrollment process. You know, cutting the time down. If you're talking to a licensed insurance agent, you probably want to spend, you know, set aside about an hour. If you're wanting to do this on your own, it might take a little bit longer than that. And, you know, what's nice is the licensed insurance agents are there as a service at no additional cost. So our agents are unbiased and, you know, it's a free service to you.
Well, and why not take advantage, you know, these licensed agents? I mean, they're dealing with thousands of people, thousands of questions. I mean, it's just a great resource that you have available to you at no charge. And what you invest is your time to make sure you're getting the most out of the program. We're talking with Whitney Steinem. She is the Vice President of Sales and Operations at eHealth. And she's helping us navigate through this enrollment period. It's Medicare's annual enrollment period that ends on December the 7th. What does the beneficiary need to to know if they decide to self-sear. We kind of touched on this a little bit. But if you're going to do it on your own by selecting enrolling in Medicare coverage yourself or themselves, you know, what do they need to be aware of?
Yeah, so eHealth, on our website at eHealth.com, we offer the beneficiaries the ability to shop for Medicare plans online and compare, you know, the top national and local plans side by side, all in one place. You can enter your prescriptions, your doctors, you know, preferred pharmacy if you have that, and you can even enter in, you know, your current plan and then compare that side by side. So really doing that needs analysis, having your Medicare card ready and handy so that if you choose to enroll, you've got all the information there, all available at your fingertips. We make it really easy.
Well, Whitney, I cannot thank you enough. You've been an asset here. You've really helped our audience. Thank you so much for being with us, the Vice President of Sales and Operations at eHealth. Again, remind everybody as we say goodbye where they can go for more information.
Yeah, you can go to eHealth.com, eHealth.com.
Well, we're back with you here just to remind you that it's the season for romance and Christmas music, right? And we have joined up with Great American Pure Flix. We're giving away a six-month subscription to Pure Flix. And you especially want it now because you got all these great Christmas time, romantic, you know, family fun movies that you can watch in the comfort of your own home. In fact, this week it's what do we got? It's the Celebrate Romance. Love is in the air at Christmas time, of course. You take some time for yourself and for you and your honey to enjoy some heartwarming movies. And, boy, I tell you, if you can enjoy the subscription for free for 6 months, why not? And it's simple. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's my personal email. It comes to me direct. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Put in the subject line, I'm a winner, okay? And we draw your name out, and we'll be sending you a free subscription for 6 months to the Great American Pure Flix. And by the way, our thanks to Alan Giglio for coming on the show, talking about what's happening in high school campuses. If you are a high school leader or a pastor and you want to ignite this kind of movement and be in contact with Alan, let me give you his email as well. You can contact him and see what he's done and share some ideas and network. And let's get, you know, we've been saying we've been enjoying and observing, at least from our perspective, what I call bonfires of revival here and there. But we need to bring them all together by the grace of God and in his will, right? So if you'd like to talk to Alan further, you can get in touch with him at Alan, that's with two L's, A-L-L-A-N at influencechurch.org. Alan, A-L-L-A-N at influencechurch.org. Stay with us. We're going to go to Focus on the Family right after this. Stay with us.
Hey, you, the one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And Gary Schneeberger is going to be joining us in just a few momentitos. He is the assistant to the president for media relations, and he joins us now. Gary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. And momentitos, that's very continental of you this early in the morning.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know. You brought it out of me. I don't know why. You know, a name like Schneeberger, next thing you know, I'm channeling all kinds of languages. Next thing you know, I'll be, we'll be sending out, words in the spirit. Why not? Let's just have all kinds of fun. Hey, I want to talk to you about Suitcase's bundle program, which is great, because foster care, that huge on my heart. I love what Focus is on doing. But for just a moment, though, if we can rewind, this past week, Friday, we had, of course, got to mention, you know, the United States Marine Corps birthday, 248 years young. Being a former Marine, of course, that has attachment to me. And then we had Veterans Day on Saturday, and Jim Daly and Focus spent some time on honoring, you know, the heroes, and he brought up Chad Robichaux. And Chad, I interviewed him about 3 years ago when he had released his book, An Unfair Advantage, Victory in the Midst of Battle, great book, and good fun. And what an incredible, incredible man. Of course, we love him especially because he's a former Marine. You know, he's a former Forest Recon Marine. I mean, this dude's serious. he is a serious dude. And he redefines bad in all those good positive terms. And we're glad that, you know, he was on our side, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he was, his story is incredible. And it's interesting. If you've ever seen, as I was listening to that broadcast, if you've ever seen the movie Rambo 3, with Stallone, mm-hmm. which is very cartoonish, but it's a similar sort of thing. A civilian goes into Afghanistan to rescue a great friend, his former commanding officer, and that's what Chad did. Chad went back as a civilian and put together a team of former military, now civilians, to rescue not only his interpreter when he was actively deployed, but some orphans there and some women who were destined for, you know, sex slavery. And it's a truly remarkable story of courage and bravery and being guided by God to do the right thing. It was
exactly.
quite inspiring.
Yeah, and I know it's frustrating for people to think, you know, everyday Americans, and wondering why was it that our own country could not liberate
you know, these people there in Afghanistan. And there's probably, dare we say, some have estimated, you know, hundreds still remaining and hiding for their lives because, you know, the Taliban that took over. I mean, they're searching out anybody that was, you know, cooperative with the American effort, you know, for some 20 years. And there it is. I mean, you know, people have been left high and dry after, you know, offering their loyalty and support to America. And thank God for, and Chad is one of many. I mean, there's other, you know, former military types who have, even to this moment, as you and I are talking right now, that are still working on liberating Afghans that didn't make it on that flight. And every time on those flights, because every time I think about it, I see that that big plane, you know, that's, I think it was a C-130, lifting off there at the airbase, and people trying to hang from the wheel wells and everything else. I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see what these people went through, Gary.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I thought one of the most interesting things that Chad said in that interview with him, and it was kind of a drive-by comment, but he was talking about when the Biden administration pulled out and how it's historically hard to understand as well, because we still have presences in Korea. We still have a presence in Vietnam because we're there to keep the peace. We're there to prevent war. We're there to continue to stabilize the area that we stabilized when we were in active conflict and combat. So I thought that was a very fascinating thing. You know, when you talk about America's veterans and American military and the good that it does, not just for our country, but for the world.
Well, without a doubt, especially when you go and look at some things, and I understand a lot of people are going to misinterpret the sacrifice of, you know, thousands of Americans, including their very lives, to liberate Afghanistan. And in 20 years, you know, women, you know, had a chance to go back to school or go to school, not even go back, but go to school, have driver's license. And you think of that generation, you know, that here they are. They enjoyed some freedoms. And then all of a sudden the rug was pulled out from underneath them. And then welcome back the Taliban with a vengeance. It's sad. And it's part of our, you know, our fallen humanity, Gary, that we just don't. You know, we don't get all things right, and the things that sometimes that we get wrong can be very costly.
Yeah, and absolutely true, Bill. And what I loved about what Chad Robichaux said on that broadcast was that he referred to how he was able to get so many people out, he and his group, as a modern-day miracle. And those are the things that we can never forget happen, right? Modern-day miracles happen.
Exactly.
When we pursue God's aim.
Well, in much the same way, you know, we see what's going on in Israel with Hamas. How many modern day miracles are you going to hear about?
Yeah.
That are yet to be told, that will be unveiled in due time as we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for the hostages and pray for everybody, the IDF, for Palestinians who are caught. And maybe this is their opportunity. Maybe not. Maybe they'll continue to go. You know, there's been this ancient hatred that's gone on forever. But, you know, this is our hope of God's glory. You know, God gives us hope that the impossible could happen. You know, that somehow there's some reconciliation. We know that ultimately there will be, when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is on ground there. But until then, you know, we continue to move toward the final chapter of the book of Revelations, as I keep saying. But we as people of hope can pray that God's peace, his shalom, would be over that area, and that, you know, hopefully it would not break out in a regional war or even World War III. But, boy, we're really close, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, your reference to Revelation, that's important, because we know in the end, and that's one of the things that, as I've talked to, I went to Israel, my wife and I did in May, and we became friends with the tour guide who is British, but an Israeli citizen. And, you know, he's a former IDF. He's, you know, guarding his kibbutz with, you know, these old weapons. And they're very almost matter of fact about it, in the sense that they understand God's story, and they understand right. what God has called Israel, that God has called Israel. It's this chosen mm-hmm. nation, and they have hope there, that very yeah. hope that you're talking about. That's what they pray from that perspective, and we'd all be wise to do that. We know how mm-hmm. the story ends, so let's pray that that God's will indeed be done.
Well, amen. You know, we were just talking with a youth pastor out of California and talking about and remembering and being reminded of that when evil rises, you also, for those of you that have eyes to see and ears to hear, observe righteousness rising. It seems to run in parallel with one another. We may be hearing about a lot of negative and evil, but it's because I sense that even Satan knows that his end is drawing nigh, and he's speeding things up, and God knows as well. And you know, the natural infrastructure that God has established is that it's responding to that, and goodness and righteousness is rising up, even though the mainstream media is not going to talk about it. But I'm only saying this, that we should keep our eyes and ears open and to be encouraged, because you know, it's not that God's sitting back and just watching it happen. You know, I've never known that to be the case.
He's not asleep at the switch, right? And, yeah. and it's true what you just described. You know, I've heard it described like a trampoline. The farther down you go, it can be bad. You can go farther and farther down, but guess what? That's the higher up you can go when it comes back and it springs up. And that's God's economy. That's the way God operates. Yes, there are times of trial, but out of those come times of triumph. And we have to look, you know, we can look no further than Jesus as an example of that. Very, very, very bad death, but Sunday's coming.
Amen. And that should form our prayer life, because people wonder, say, how should I pray? I mean, because, you know, am I going to, you know, intervene or interrupt God's? And no, you're not going to intervene in God's plan. You just want to pray that you are in sync. And as you said, Gary, so rightfully, that we are in his will. It's God's will be done. Right. And so what is it for a time such as this that you and I, as much as it would count on any one of us, what are we to do to co-labor at this important time? We got about a little bit more than a minute left here. And so it's not going to give us a whole lot of time. But I do want to talk about Suitcases Bundle Program. Tell our audience about that.
It's a ministry of our Wait No More initiative, a focus just really designed to give children who are awaiting adoption in orphan care, in foster care, to give them something that they can call their own. So many kids move out when they're in foster care and they have to move quickly and they put all their stuff in garbage bags. We're giving.
Isn't that amazing? Think about, that's your exit from your home is a garbage bag, right?
Right. And we're trying to replace that. We are replacing that. We've done it with thousands. We have a goal to do it with thousands more. Over the next several years. So you can find out more about that at waitnomore.org/suitcases if you want to find out more.
And again, this is consistent with focus on the family and those of us who believe in life. You know, we have chosen life. The Bible says what stands before you is life and death. Choose life. Life's the right choice, right, Gary? Always.
Indeed, without hesitation or question.
Yeah, exactly. So congratulations. I've heard and we've reported before on the Suitcases Bundle Program. And what an act of love for these kids to replace a garbage bag with their belongings with a suitcase, a simple suitcase. What an incredible gesture and a way to get them started in the next chapter of their lives, right?
Yeah, it's in many cases it's the first thing they've ever owned that's their own. So these aren't.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure
your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.